This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. This segment of the show sponsored by Synagenics, one of the great anti-aging companies in the world. They don't even like that word. They like healthy aging. They like age management medicine. They're a group of doctors that show you how to set the clock back, how to defy aging. I call it anti-aging. They call it healthy aging or defying aging. Proven scientific approach to healthy aging, custom tailored to each individual. 25% of their patient base all over this country is physicians and their families. That's how good they are. That's how cool they are. And by the way, the average patient's body fat index down 30% in the first year. Pretty amazing. Not a weight loss clinic. It's about achieving perfect health and looking and feeling the best of your life. And the byproduct is weight loss. And listen, Trump's making America great again. Great performance in the State of the Union last night. And Synagenics is making Americans great again, one American at a time. And they made Wayne Allyn Root great again. They are my fountain of youth. And if you want them to do for you what they did for me and make you great again, call for your free no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER, toll-free, 888-YOUNGER, Younger. If you want to be older, don't call. If you want to be fatter, don't call. If you want to be feel lower energy, don't call. But if you want to look and feel the best you have in years or the best of your life, for your free no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER or go to Synagenics.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Synagenics, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. So like I said, the governor of Virginia is close to being a goner. The lieutenant governor is a goner. He's done. Not just sexual assault now, but he attacked the girl verbally. NBC News is out with the news that Lieutenant Governor Fairfax, Justin Fairfax, in a private meeting on Monday night, tried to discredit his accuser and use the words, F you, you know what, that bitch. That's what the lieutenant governor of Virginia said. Excuse me for laughing because it's so absurd. This is the theater of the absurd. But this is what Democrats are like behind closed doors. Don't you get it? That's the reason that Saul Alinsky said, whatever you see in the mirror, accuse the other guys. They started accusing Trump of all kinds of sexual assault and attacking women and this and that because they're the ones doing it. And when they, you know, when they got a hold of that locker room tape, I've always said, you know, look, that locker room tape was a guy joking around and bragging with a guy next to him without a tape going, without a camera going. It was supposed to be a private conversation. He was joking around. This isn't joking around. This is F-U-C-K, that B-I-T-C-H, about a woman who's accused you of sexual assault. This is a vicious man trying to ruin the woman and try to deny, deny, deny. Two sources told NBC he said those exact words. Fairfax appears to reference the comments in his new statement. The statement NBC News referring to, Virginia Governor Fairfax says it's important to listen to women when they come forward with sexual assault allegations. All of a sudden, no, I didn't say that. I said, freak, she's nice. She's nice. I mean, I can almost picture him changing the conversation. I didn't say that. I said she's a wonderful woman. It's so important to listen to women when they come forward with sexual assault allegations. Do you know what the answer is to all of this? Wayne Root is smarter than all these guys. Here's the answer. Take a lie detector test. And the only reason none of you are bringing it up is because you're probably guilty and you couldn't pass the lie detector test. If you didn't rape her and it was consensual, take a lie detector test. But this guy's done, and I believe the governor should be done, and I thought he should have been done for his statement about, his casual statement about murdering new babies. Infanticide. Murdering new babies as they're coming out of the mother's birth canal. Kill them. If the mother wants him dead, kill him. And while that's happening, and by the way, the Attorney General is next in line. First, it's the governor, this lieutenant governor, this Attorney General. And he's got major problems and may have to resign. Let's see if I can find you that one. Hold on. Hold on, I've got it here somewhere. As soon as I find that one here. Another top-ranking Virginia Democrat admits to wearing blackface at a party. See, you guys put yourself in this position. You're so dumb. You're so dumb. Now, all of a sudden, the left is self-destructing. What you did 12 years ago at a party doesn't make you a bad person. But you set this stupid standard. So now you're all finished. Now Joy Behar just came out seconds ago. My friend JP keeps supplying me with dirt. Joy Behar wore African-American woman costume. You're so dumb that this ever came up. Are you smart or are you not smart? If you're smart and you became a lawyer, you went to law school, you graduate top of your college class, you got into law school, you went to law school, you graduate top of your class, now you're an attorney general of the state. Do I really care if 30 years ago you were blackface at a Halloween party? All of you are self-destructing because of your dumb political correctness. This is stupid, but you deserve to self-destruct because you brought it upon yourselves. You don't live in glass houses, you morons, so you shouldn't have thrown stones at Republicans. So Joy Behar says anti-President Trump commentator Joy Behar on ABC's The View wore blackface at the age of 29 to a Halloween party. I went as a beautiful African woman. Asked if she had tanning lotion on. Behar replied, I had makeup that was a little darker than my skin. This is all so absurd and so stupid. What does it matter? You're all falling on your sword because you're all so dumb that you actually think it matters because you're such pathetic, politically correct people that you deserve to lose your careers. So now back to the Attorney General. Virginia's Attorney General, Democrat Mark Herring, admitted to wearing blackface at a 1980 college party when he was 19. Guys, these guys are all the same age as me. I don't remember 1980. What you did then doesn't matter. Today I'm a national talk show host. Today I'm a national TV host. Today I'm a national newspaper columnist. Today I got a book coming out about Trump. If I once said something stupid in 1980, it's none of your gosh darn business. See, I'm a man. I own up and I go, screw you. I don't give a frick. You'll never take me off the radio. You'll never get me off TV because it's something I did 30 years ago. I'll laugh in your face. But these people are just dumb. They're weak-willed little sissies. They're the kind, they never grew up. They ran away at the age of 3 from a fight. They ran away at the age of 10 from a fight. They ran away 14 from a fight. And they still run away. They can't even look themselves in the mirror because their whole life is, oh, my God, I once said something bad about someone. Oh, my God, I'm going to be struck down in hell. I don't deserve my success. They're such wussies. You once wore blackface in 1980 and you're confessing this at a press conference? What's the matter with you people? That's me slapping them in the face. Wake up, you loser. You need a good slap in the face. My God, did anyone teach you to be a man? So in 1980, he says, when I was a 19-year-old undergraduate in college, friends suggested we attend a party dressed like rappers we listened to at the time, like Curtis Blow, and perform a song. Okay, so what? It sounds ridiculous even now writing it, but because of our ignorance and glib attitudes, and because we did not have an appreciation for the experiences and perspectives of others, we dressed up and put wigs on and brown makeup. Yeah? So, here, Wayne Root is defending Democrats. I'm not defending you because you're not even men. You need a good slap in the face. You're just wussies. You're cowards. You're idiots. You're bumbling, politically correct losers. But I'm defending what you did. Who cares? Now, I'll tell you, I'll take a lie detector test. I've never dressed in blackface in my life. And you know why? Because I've never been drunk in my life. Because I've never drank. I never had a drink. Never smoked pot. Never done drugs. And never smoked a cigarette in my life. And never joined a fraternity. So I'm just lucky. There's no skeleton in my closet because I didn't do stupid things. Oh, one more. I've always hated Halloween. I've never been dressed up at a Halloween party in my life. Oh, excuse me. One time in my life, I went as a greaser. Maybe I should apologize to all Italians. I went as a greaser looking like the Fonzie and I greased my hair back. Oh, my God, I should retire. I should resign. I should be fired. I once offended an Italian by looking like Fonzie. I mean, these are the dumbest people in the world. Can you imagine what's going to come out next with these people? He's the third Virginia Democrat to come under fire in the last week. But listen, the one that matters is Justin Fairfax being accused of forcing a woman to give him oral sex. And the one that matters is Ralph Northam, the governor, not in KKK garb. That's not what matters. That was some joke at a Halloween party. And I don't know if that was him or not. But it was a stupid faux pas to put in your pictures in your yearbook. That was stupid. But the, what matters is that you think it's okay to murder children coming out of the womb. But all of this is so bizarre. They're all so worried about what they did at 19 years old. Here's what I think should be more important to worry about. The new Congresswoman, Ilhan Omar, the new Muslim Congresswoman, Democrat, from Minnesota, urges Keith Ellison, which is the Attorney General of Minnesota, to investigate USA Powerlifting for barring biological males from women's events. We got a real problem, folks. We got a real problem. There are people in the United States Congress, Democrats, who are mentally ill. And they want to ruin the definition of a man versus a woman. They want men to now appear in women's Olympic events. Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar, so I'm not even criticizing her for being Muslim. I don't care about being Muslim. She's just a moron. Wants Democratic Minnesota Attorney General to investigate USA Powerlifting because it won't allow biological males to compete as women. She sent a letter to USA Powerlifting on behalf of J.C. Cooper, a male athlete who identifies as a transgender woman. She accused the powerlifting organization of violating Minnesota state laws against discrimination. Think we got a problem here? Omar called it a myth that men who identify as transgender women have a direct competitive advantage and copied Ellison on the letter with a recommendation that he investigate the discriminatory behavior. Oh, my God. Oh, but I can't say God anymore, so I better take that back. Oh, my God, I better apologize for saying God. You can't possibly say God. We don't believe in God. It's got to be taken out of the Pledge of Allegiance. It's got to be taken out of any sort of ritual at colleges or high schools. No Democrat can allow the word God to be spoken. We don't believe in God. We believe in transsexual men competing in women's Olympic events. What a bunch of weirdos. I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove, after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. good. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenics.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root's War Now. So sad, just got the news that an old friend of mine, Bob Massey, has died. A Fox 5 legal analyst, also seen on Fox News all the time. He was an attorney here in Las Vegas. I believe he lived in Anthem Country Club because I ran into him all the time at my home country club, Anthem Country Club, where I live. It's really not a country club. I mean, it's got a golf course, but I mean, it's a bunch of houses built around a country club. And so there's 1,500 houses, so it's not like you know every neighbor, you know what street everybody lives in. But I saw him all the time, and I saw him at Anthem Country Club clubhouse. I assume he lived in my neighborhood, in Anthem Country Club. And he's a great guy. He was always nice to me. Every time he saw, he's like, Wayne Root, how are you? Great guy. And his law office confirmed this morning he died. A family friend told Fox 5 he died after battling cancer. 28 years of courtroom experience. Appeared on camera as a legal analyst for more than 20 years. I didn't even know he had cancer. He was an author, radio host, and public speaker. They don't even mention here that he had his own TV show, I think every Sunday, on Fox News. Not Fox 5 News, but Fox Nationwide. Bob Massey was on Fox News Channel every Sunday with a show. I was never sure if it was a real show or an infomercial. It's like a real estate show, real estate attorney show. Strange. But in any case, he was a great guy, and everyone knows him as kind of a handsome guy with a wild mop of white hair. He had tons of hair, and it was all white, and it was just everywhere. And you just couldn't forget him once you met him. He's always super tan with white hair. You just couldn't forget Bob Massey, and I just feel so bad to hear that he died. I'm sorry, Bob, if your family's out there somewhere listening or friends of family. Very sorry. My condolences that Bob has passed away. I did not know he was sick, and it's always shocking when someone who seems to have so much life dies. But, you know, I lost both my parents to cancer 28 days apart, and cancer kills a lot of people, man. It's amazing. Speaking of that, I have a friend who had stage 4 cancer, and he beat it. His name is Ron Corey. Ron Corey, and he's the sponsor now of our show. Not just our local Vegas show, but nationwide, the Wayne Allyn Root Show on USA Radio, sponsored by Ron Corey. He's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream. He's a testament to the American dream. Started out with nothing in Brooklyn. Well, Marine came to Vegas, was, I think, dealing in Vegas, like cards or either poker cards or, you know, at a blackjack table, dealing cards at, I think, the Tropicana. And saved up his money and started to buy some real estate and started to start a business or two. And the next thing you know, he's one of the most successful, wealthy businessmen in Vegas. Just an amazing guy. And he fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. All these stories are in his new book, Tenacity. Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, the raw truth, nothing but the facts. He's telling a great story with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. He beat the police, he beat City Hall, and he beat Stage 4 Cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Ron Corey. The book's called Tenacity. It's a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn his book into a movie because his life is that interesting. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Kill Bill and Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook Tenacity. So go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an ebook, or a Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. Visit his RonCoreyAuthor.com website for more details. Ron Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, author.com. Go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. He is a tenacious guy. And now we're back to Representative Ilhan Omar. Can you imagine the thing I just told you about her? She wants the Attorney General of Minnesota to investigate. Remember, in Minnesota, they've got the powerlifting Olympic group is based there. So she thinks it's her right to go after them for discrimination because they won't let a transsexual man compete as a powerlifter against the women. These liberals have a screw loose. There's something mentally wrong with all of them. And they're nasty people, nasty people. Their entire life is using lawyers and lawsuits and the power of government to destroy everybody. She wants to destroy an Olympic organization because they won't let a man compete as a woman. And now a new article, anti-Semitic Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar refuses to apologize for smearing the Catholic Covington kids. When confronted on her bigoted attacks on the Catholic boys in Covington High School, the far-left Democrat refused to apologize. The message I would have for them in life, there are consequences for the way that you behave. Oh, that's what I feel about you, darling. I feel sorry for the way that some of them have gotten blamed and hurt, but I also recognize that in the way that the video appeared, there was a Native elder who was intervening and really showing care for what it looked like to mediate a difficult situation. I wanted to hold him in space in my heart. This is her talking. And to have a conversation on what hate division in this country looks like. That is often capitulated by the innovator of the White House. The kids were set up, and that Native American is a bad guy, and she still blames the kids. And somehow she managed to blame Trump, too. And she wants to sue so that transgender men can be powerlifters in the Women's Olympics. Mental illness.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says most areas under ISIS control have been eliminated in Syria and Iraq.
Critically, ISIS also now lacks a significant territorial base from which to launch terrorist attacks against other countries. recruit foreign fighters, and spread havoc across the region.
Addressing foreign ministers of the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS at the State Department today, the president also insisted that ISIS has been decimated, and the president thanked our troops. Milwaukee police say the officer shot and killed while serving a warrant this morning was a 17-year veteran of the force. Assistant Chief Michael Brunson says shots were fired as police came into contact with two people. One of the suspects was taken into custody. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 21 points to close at 25,390. The NASDAQ was down 27. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-129.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, by the way, where was Ruth Bader Ginsburg last night, right? Where was she? Wasn't there again. They claimed she was at some party the other night, but nobody saw her. She was in silhouetted in the darkness in the background, and nobody saw her. One reporter claimed he hugged her, and then he deleted his account. And where was she last night? No Ruth Bader Ginsburg. RBG is missing. Weekend of Boobies. Remember Weekend of Bernies? Get that reference? Weekend of Bernies, Weekend of Boobies. Boobie is the affectionate term for Jewish grandmother. I should know, I'm Jewish and I've got a Jewish grandmother. All right, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And I keep stressing to all of you that the article came out the other day at Zero Hedge that central banks and central bankers around the world are on a buying spree of gold and silver, the most gold and silver they've bought in 50 years for their country's wealth funds and sovereign funds. There's got to be a reason for that. They know the world is awash in debt. They know the world is about to go into a recession. Hopefully not America because of Donald Trump. I think we'll do okay. But the rest of the world is screwed. And therefore, you need to own some gold. As we get crises and debt crises and economic crises and stock crashes, you need gold. As we get wars, because inevitably when things go bad and economies go sour and people out of work, the way to solve it is to have a war. You put everybody back to work. They all go to the army. Right? Or they go into a factory and they produce more guns, more bombs, more tanks, more planes. So wars get you out of terrible economic circumstances, or at least these globalists think. And so you need wealth insurance. That's what gold is. So here's the deal with Tangible. If you're a qualified client who's bought gold or silver before, as in ever, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Meaning, you don't have to buy a thing, you just call them and you get a $200 coin for free, or value of $199 for free if you're a qualified client and you have a receipt to prove you've bought gold or silver. After you deal with Tangible, they want to prove to you you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify. If you're $199 gold coin gift free, call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible's done billions of dollars in transactions, and they are FOW, Friends of Wayne. Call now. Let me show you how to protect your assets. 800-780-9000. Good friends of the show. All right. Christina Layla, speaking of good friends of the show, Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, thegatewaypundit.com. And by the way, she's got one of the three top stories trending right now at the Gateway Pundit. I mean, at the Drudge Report. If you go to Drudge Report, you will see the third one. Let me go to Drudge right now. I believe it's the third one down. Giant headline. And number three says, Bernie scowls. And when you click on Bernie scowls, it goes to Christina's article about socialist crackpot Bernie Sanders scowls as President Trump proclaims America will never be a socialist country. Congratulations, Christina, on having one of the big headlines at Trudge.
Thank you. I'm in a great mood.
Yeah. And by the way, I once got the entire headline because, well, what did I do? It was about Hillary Clinton. God, I can't remember, but it was really something about Hillary, a nasty article I wrote about Hillary. And I compared it to somebody famous, and they put that famous person's silhouette on the entire cover of Trudge. It was very funny. And they, you know, when you clicked on it, you went to my article. So it's always cool.
You know, that happened to me once, too. I had a Drudge headline banner on Hillary, too. It was a great day.
All right. So we all did good with Mr. Drudge. Drudge, for a while there, seemed like he was not in Trump's camp anymore. He kept putting bad headlines about Trump. And all of a sudden now, yesterday and today, great headlines. He called him the Teflon Don before the speech and said he's at 48% approval. After the speech, it's all about winning, winning, winning. So maybe Drudge is back in Trump's camp. I hope so. Hope so.
Right.
All right. So... tell us about some of the top stories. Well, first of all, this story about Bernie Sanders. What's interesting to me is I didn't see anybody show a picture of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez when Trump made that famous statement, we will never be a socialist country. Do you have any idea what her reaction and her face looked like when he said that?
Well, she was probably upset, too, because she loves socialism. She's a democratic socialist. And she's, in my opinion, I think she's to the left of Bernie Sanders. So she was upset about Trump's speech last night. He hit it out of the park. Everybody knows it. The CBS poll, 76% approval. And the only people who didn't approve are the far-left socialists like Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders.
Well, I see here that you have a headline that both CBS and CNN polls 76% of viewers approve. But that was CBS. What was the number at CNN? Same number? No.
I think CNN was a little lower. I think they were around 50%. But still, these are left-wing polls. And even his immigration stance last night, CBS poll, 72%.
Right. I see here CBS poll, 59% approval for Trump. 59%
yeah.
approval. So very good number, nonetheless, very good number.
Mm-hmm.
And so, look, you know, and not only that, I don't know if you saw, there was a headline at the Daily Beast attacking me because I was on Newsmax TV last night, not on my show, but after the State of the Union, I went agreed to go on Newsmax on someone else's show to talk about the State of the Union, and I made the comment that, you know, Stacey Abrams was a horrible choice for the Democratic Party.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible choice. And so they have a headline, you know, that Wayne Root thinks she's not attractive enough, blah, 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 blah. And so they tried to make it like I'm a sexist, whatever. I say the same thing, whether it's a man or woman. I don't care if you're white or black. I don't care if you're Hispanic. I don't care if you're Jewish. I don't care if you're man or woman. I don't care if you're gay or straight. Politics is show business. You got to look good. And guess what? Stacey Abrams was a horrible choice. Nobody looks at her and goes, oh, there's the next president of the United States. She doesn't look presidential. It was a horrible performance, too. She was bad. She looked like a deer caught in the headlights. You know, she was stunned to be on TV, and she just was not a good speech deliverer. So, interesting that I'll bet you if you asked 100 people in the street and they all watched, they'd say Stacey Abrams was terrible. So the dichotomy between Trump's great performance, home run, grand slam home run, and Stacey Abrams, you know, striking out, I think was a huge, huge dichotomy, right? Stacey Abrams was bad.
Huge flop. Yeah, huge.
Huge flop. I was shocked at the setting. Why did they put her, like, in a ballroom with 2,000 screaming people cheering her every word? Instead, they put her alone on a screen, and she just looked so out of place and so scared. Like I said, deer in the headlights. That's what she looked like. That's what she reminded me of. Scared to death. Okay, let's talk about some of the other big headlines. Something just in, House Intel Chair Adam Schiff announced a massive investigation into President Trump's finances and Russia. What is that about?
So Schiff's been threatening to open up an investigation as soon as, you know, Democrats took over the House. And he's now the chairman of the House Intel Committee. And the timing's interesting because, like I said, Trump hit it out of the park last night. He rocked the House. And Schiff waited until this morning to announce that he just opened a sweeping investigation into President Trump's finances. He believes that Trump laundered money during his campaign. And so the Mueller investigation isn't enough. All these investigations are enough. He just opened up another one today. He also announced that he has sent transcripts over, witness transcripts to the Justice Department and to Robert Mueller. And this is how they're getting Trump's associates tangled up into process crimes. They're interviewing them, and they're asking the same question in different ways. They're getting them caught up in perjury traps. They send them over to Mueller, and then they get indicted. And so this is what he's trying to do right now. And it's just, Trump said last night, you know, it's we have economic prosperity and he's touting record low unemployment. And what's going to stop all the good coming out of the Trump administration is all these partisan investigations. And
right.
Adam Schiff this morning, right on time, opened up a massive investigation into the president for nothing because he won an election.
Right. It's just a sad story. President Trump made it very clear how sad it is because you can't, what did he say last night? Basically, you can't have peace and you can't have a great economy and have them hunting down the President of the United States. And he's right. And they scoffed at that, but he's totally right. You're distracting the country. You're distracting the president from his business. You're distracting the entire administration. And you're just not happy that Trump has created a great economy. All those women who sat on their hands when he said lowest black unemployment ever, lowest Hispanic unemployment ever, sat on their hands when he said, I've got prison reform and got the black woman out of prison and showed her up on the in the galley and she waves to the crowd. I had tears in my eyes because there's a woman that's going to spend her life in prison. He got her out. And they didn't care. And they're black, many of them. They don't care.
Right. They don't care because it's Trump.
Because it's Trump. It's very sad. Never seen anything like it. That's the height, in my opinion, of not even non-patriotism. It's treason. To not care, to root against America and not cheer a great economy and jobs being created is un-American. I didn't do that to Obama. I mean, I was very upset at Obama because he didn't create jobs and because the economy sucked, but I would have clapped if he had created jobs. I still would have voted for him. I still would have said we disagree on issues, but hey, if I'm sitting there in the peanut gallery, I'm going to clap for a guy who's created millions of jobs. Unbelievable how bad these people are. How about the Virginia Lieutenant Governor, Justin Fairfax, now saying such dirty words about the woman who accused him of sexually assaulting him? He was alone in a hotel room, supposedly, and said the words, I can't say them on the air, but I could say suck instead of the real word, and I could say witch instead of the word he used. So you can use your imagination what he said about the woman. But in any case, here he is accused of something terrible, and instead of trying to make himself seem innocent, evidently he's trying to discredit the woman who's making the charges.
Right. Well, according to Democrat rules, we have to believe all women, right?
They brought this upon themselves.
Right. And the Democrats in Virginia right now are just getting hammered with one scandal after another. This lieutenant governor is next in line. If Ralph Northam, who's now under siege, resigns, he's next in line, but now he's in turmoil.
Well, and the next in line behind them is the attorney general, and he's in trouble.
Exactly.
It's hilarious. When we get back, I want to talk about the Atlantic writer, Jemele Hill, because I think this is the biggest news story in America, if anybody was honest. I mean, when was the last time you heard about a white Republican, while Obama was president, even slightly suggesting or joking around or subtly saying someone's going to assassinate Obama? Nobody would do that. And she did it. Former ESPN $2 million a year hostess, now with the Atlantic, talks about the assassination, encouraging the assassination of President Trump. We'll come back with Christina Layla of the Gateway Pundit, assistant editor, all-around great gal, when we get back. TheGatewayPundit.com. My go-to site, by the way. TheGatewayPundit.com. Right back at you. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Newsmax TV is the sponsor of the segment show, and they are coming up next. In about 8 minutes, we'll be on Newsmax TV nationwide, my power hour. 80 million homes and growing by the day. DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, Uverse, Comcast, Xfinity, 30 million homes on that cable network. We are really conservative. You can watch Bill O'Reilly 3 times a week on my show, including tonight, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. They will connect you instantly to your cable system anywhere in the country. They'll connect you to the right phone number in the right office to tell them I demand my Newsmax TV so I can watch Wayne Root, who's got the most popular show on Newsmax TV, my favorite host. I love Wayne Root. Just putting a few words in your mind. 844-500-6397. The show is so popular that we now replay it every day. So you not only watch me at 8 o'clock at night Eastern, you can watch me at 1 o'clock the next day. 1 o'clock the next day is a rerun of the night before show. That's 10 a.m. Pacific. Or you can watch me at NewsmaxTV.com live. When the show comes on, if you don't get it on cable or satellite, 8 o'clock Eastern or 1 o'clock Eastern the next day, watch me on NewsmaxTV.com and just click on Watch Live Now, and boom, we're on. So we've got Christina Leyla back. She is the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, thegatewaypundit.com, my go-to website. And we wanted to talk about Jemele Hill, who basically called for Ocasio-Cortez to lead a plot to assassinate Trump. She didn't say Cortez should assassinate Trump. She should say some words that were used before Malcolm X's assassination, and somebody else then did the job and killed Malcolm X. So educate us about this whole crazy story, Christina.
Right. So Jemele Hill, she was formerly with ESPN. I believe they fired her over some
correct
comments, or multiple
over
comments
hating Trump, over hating Trump,
right? Trump calling him racist, yeah.
Yes.
And so last night, she responded to somebody on Twitter who said, "Please let Ocasio-Cortez yell out whose man's is this."
And what does that mean? Do you know what that means?
I'm not really sure.
You and I speak real English. We took English class. We don't know what that means. Only liberals know what that means. Where are they raised? Under rocks by wolves? I don't know what that means.
You got to be more woke, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I'm 57 years old. That's not going to happen. But that's okay. I look good. You look great. I'm still 57. I'm not going to get woke. But anyway, go ahead, tell us.
So Jamila Hill responded with a statement that was made, like you were saying, in a Malcolm X, right before he was assassinated. Says, nah, she got to yell, get your hand out of my pocket. So
there's another one. There's another one. What the hell are these people talking about? Get your hand out of my pocket.
Right.
What language is that?
Yeah.
I didn't know somebody yelled that before they killed Malcolm X. I had no idea. Before they killed Malcolm X, by the way, in front of his wife and family. And,
right.
And you know how that applies? Because last night he was in front of Trump, his wife and his family. Right?
Right. She wants us to play out again. And she deleted a tweet. That's what is being reported. But none of the mainstream outlets are reporting this. This was all reported by the right-wing news, Breitbart, Daily Pundit, Free Beacon, and the mainstream media has ignored this.
Right. Crazy. So. They ignore everything. They don't care about anything. And you know what else is funny? I don't know if this one, because I've been on the air for 3 hours. I don't know if this one is at your site, but I know it came across my wire moments ago. Joy Behar is now admitting she wore a blackface and an African woman's costume at a Halloween party at the age of 29. This is starting to get so ridiculous, Christina. Why do I care what you did 30 years ago? I don't understand. One night at a Halloween party, now that means you're disqualified from anything in life? Was she going to resign from The View?
Right. Yeah,
so
I don't want to live in a country where you're punished for something you maybe did in high school.
So dumb. High school, college, medical school, it's all ridiculous. You know, here's the point people understand. Actions matter, not words or photos. Mm-hmm. So if you went to a KKK rally and you put the hood on and you were like screaming, kill black people, I think that really does disqualify you from being the governor of a state. I get it. If you made a joke and went to a Halloween party in the South, I guess they made jokes like that. See, Wayne will tell you. I don't know anything about it. I grew up in the North in New York. I never met anyone wear a KKK hood at a party. But they did in the South, I guess. And they thought it was a big joke. It doesn't mean you can't be governor. It doesn't mean, you know, but sexual assault for lieutenant governor, that means something. That means something, that's for sure. But the other stuff is all just silly. And they started it with Kavanaugh, and now there's no end to it. So they brought it upon themselves.
It's their rules.
Right. So they got to go. They got to go based on their own rules.
Northam also accused his opponent, Ed Gillespie, of being a racist. So this is, it's all boomerang. It's a big boomerang. It's coming right back to him. I think the problem right now is he's lying and he's saying he's not in the photo. So it's becoming like the scandals just snowballing.
You know, soon you're going to need DNA tests to decide if you're at a Halloween party dressed as somebody. It's so ridiculous. None of it makes any sense. But as long as it's their rules, I think they should all lose their jobs. They're the ones who ruined everything for everybody. Now, everything you ever did since you're 12 is going to take you down from whatever office you're in. That's crazy. Christina Leyla, the website's the Gateway Pundit. The Gateway Pundit. If you go to Drudge right now, she's got the third headline at the top of Drudge, which is pretty impressive stuff. That means millions of people are looking at your work. Congratulations, Christina.
Thank you.
All right, we'll speak to you soon. Thank you for coming on the show. Christina Leyla from the Gateway Pundit. Newsmax TV is next. I'll be on there right now getting myself in more trouble. Go look at the Daily Beast article. Wayne Root said something bad about Stacey Abrams. Oh, my God. I told the obvious truth. She looked terrible. Bad choice. We'll be right back.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
They offer.